From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war. It told the North it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, he said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. He said the reclusive communist nation must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down its pursuit of nuclear weapons. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is seeking to downplay the threats to the United States from North Korea.
Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after a day of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended the strong rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Trump on Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will, quote, be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
On Wednesday, North Korea said its armed forces were carefully examining a plan to launch missile strikes against Guam. American military bases on the U.S. Pacific Island territory are believed to hold the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons outside the continental U.S. This is VOA News.